The Road to the Majors by Scott Blumenthal and Brett Hodes. Chapter 1. Up, down, or out. I ran in place, kicking up dirt like a lawnmower. I wanted to keep my feet moving. I couldn't play with frozen feet. Not today. I looked down at my beat-up cleats. They looked worn out next to the bright green grass of the baseball diamond. I was planning on buying a new pair. That morning, I would find out whether or not I could afford them. Assignment day is an important day to a wannabe Major League Baseball player. Today, each of us would be placed on a minor league team or sent home. I'd been awake since 5 a.m., wondering where I'd be playing next season. I ran in place faster. Cold sweat dripped from my forehead onto the soft green grass of Kissimmee, Florida. I was 24 years old. If I wanted to play in the majors, I couldn't spend another season in single A. This spring was the start of my second full season in the minors. I had to keep moving up. I started the day by working on my defense. Coach Cotta pounded grounders to me at third. The first ball he hit shot off his bat like a rocket. I tried to locate it through the 7 a.m. fog. Usually, I'd field the ball cleanly. This one took a strange hop. The grounder hit the edge of the grass and changed direction like a pinball. I dove left and missed. The ball slipped past me. I pulled my hat down, trying to hide for a moment. Then I punched the center of my mitt. This punch was a signal. Wake up, Jimmy! Make this practice count! My glove spent more than a few nights wrapped in rubber bands beneath my pillow. I'd had it since high school. I punched the leather again as a few of the guys arrived at the field. Their nervous looks told me they'd marked assignment day on their calendars. We all fought for the chance to play at the highest level. Getting there was the hard part. The road to the majors is hardly a smooth ride. A player must first survive minor league baseball. Only the very best minor league players have any chance at reaching the big leagues. These special players must pass through 6 grueling levels of competitive baseball. In the minors, we traveled on buses that smelled like gym class. We slept in hotel rooms that major leaguers would use as closets. We lived out of suitcases for months at a time, and we never knew when we would be moved up, down, or out of baseball. We traveled to Shreveport and played doubleheaders in Erie. We played through injuries and dove on beat-up fields. We did all of this every day, and in the end, we all faced the same reality. Some of us would get to the majors, but most of us would not. I fielded a few more grounders. Orlando Rodriguez stood at first with his glove extended. I tossed one across the diamond. Orlando yelled at me, "Hey, don't pull me off the bag. I don't know what I'm doing out here." Orlando was an outfielder, not a first baseman. I made us both look bad on the next throw. The ball bounced in front of him and skipped into his leg. "You trying to kill me?" he shouted. I laughed. "You told me not to pull you off the bag. You never said I couldn't hit you." Orlando moved to my town from Puerto Rico in 6th grade. We'd been playing baseball together ever since. It was great having a friend from another country. I got to learn a lot about his home. Plus, I learned some Spanish from watching so many ball games with Orlando and his dad. A few seconds after my poor throw, a voice rang out. "Balance yourself before you make that throw, Hanks." I turned around and saw Bill Putnam, a coach in the Dallas Lone Stars organization. The smile left my face. I should have known that someone was watching. Someone was always watching. The Dallas Lone Stars are a major league franchise. They didn't leave anything to chance. During our time in Florida, we were watched closely. Every year, Dallas drafts 50 players. Half of them will play minor league baseball. For every player who enters the farm system, a player must exit. It's a numbers game that doesn't benefit slow learners. A few minutes later, Benny Cotta finished hitting grounders to me. I walked over to Orlando at first base. "Sorry about that throw." We looked over at our teammates who'd begun stretching. I wondered who among these guys would be going home today. Orlando nudged me. "What do you think?" I knew exactly what he was talking about. "Double A, I hope. You?" Orlando smiled. "I'm going right to the show." The show was the major leagues. We both laughed, knowing that neither of us had a shot at that yet, our next step would be moving past single A. The early morning stretch and catch was how we loosened up for the day ahead. Usually, this was a time filled with chatter between the guys. We talked about sports and the upcoming baseball season. Everybody had their favorite team and favorite player. Although the friendships were real, so was the competition. We all chased the same dream, a dream that wouldn't come true for most of us. This was the reason the normal chatter stopped on assignment day. Today, it was too personal.